are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I am talking about Alabama. Yeah, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper, I think I said this. I know I did. I said this earlier, and I'm gonna refresh again just for the benefit of the audience. There are certain terms or phrases that I use sparingly, and I do so intentionally. Calling something evil is one of those. I think that's a word that should be reserved for what it really, really is. And I'll be honest with you, sitting here observing and recognizing the impact and knowing the intent that is there behind Soros and his George Soros and his Open Society Foundation, I have no choice but in my mind to use the word that I use very sparingly, and that is evil. I think George Soros represents evil. I think he has no good in mind for the United States of America. He has evil intent, he has evil desire, and he has evil outcomes to how he uses the billions of dollars that he has to do the things that he does to destroy the fabric of this country. And I recognize when I say it could sound sensationalistic, it could sound like I just hyperbole. It's not. I feel grounded in having said that. That this is somebody, and like, for instance, I look at Kamala Harris. I don't think she's evil. I think she can be used by evil. I think she's a puppet. I look at Joe Biden, and I really do believe that he's also a puppet who has been somewhat abused in this process, because you can tell he has diminished capacity, and he just smiles and gets led around. And you know, you watch the way they fawned over him on the View yesterday, and it was just kind of gross. It was more like a, you know, just a visit to the nursing home than it was anything else. It was just gross. Puppet, used by evil. But then I look at evil and I see it in George Soros, and I see it in the actions that he does and the things that he tries to accomplish and too often does accomplish. And y'all, if I had to pick, you know, a couple of people out there, just like a handful, that I believe are doing and saying and acting in a way that is designed to tear down the United States of America, George Soros would be on that short list. You could look at some things like, you know, the World Economic Forum, and you could find a few, you know, entities and people, but you're gonna wind up finding even George Soros' threads in those. It's almost like he's at the peak. He is not just worm tongue speaking to the king. He is the guy who is at the forefront of all of it. Now, having belabored all of that, let me tell you a few things. One of the things that we do know is that George Soros, who has an estimated $25 billion empire, that he has turned much of that over now to his son Alex. And there could always be hope the next generation would skip. I mean, you can look in the Bible, you can see places where the wicked king had a good son. You know, Josiah was a wonderful king whose father had been a horrible king. You can see those generational skips, if you will. Doesn't appear to be the case this time. In fact, the heir apparent, not heir apparent, but the actual heir now to the Soros empire has decided to take on the Soros policymaking and the Soros actions against the United States interests. Having said that, the son Alex has also been far less covert in his, you know, I will say this about the dad. George Soros was like hiding in plain sight, but he was still hiding. He was doing things that were masked. He was not out there advertising what he was doing, but it was also known what he was doing. All you had to do was look. It was like the man behind the curtain. In this case, though, his son Alex Soros just feels completely empowered to be the guy out front putting it on social media. He doesn't even pretend. So a story here on the New York Post, one thing to note, Alex Soros' dinner date with Tim Walz, there's a headline, reveals who's going to pull the strings in the Harris White House. So this story came out yesterday. Far-left billionaire George Soros has invested heavily in the narrative that anyone who can see the web of influence he spun, must be a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that's the risk, is you do this stuff, and Soros has even got it set up now to where all his minions immediately scream, conspiracy! It's not. We can see you. It's like the Cheshire Cat smiling. We can still see you. But his son Alex Soros, who was handed the keys to the kingdom last year, has gone the opposite route. He practically brags about his sphere of influence on social media, posting photos of himself with all of the heads of state and influential figures he's been cozying up to. Chuck Schumer, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, and then most recently, Tim Walz came to George Soros' penthouse apartment in New York City and stood there looking over the Manhattan skyline. And by the way, I saw somebody on social media that said, read the body language in this photo. There was Alex Soros, all of like 28 years old, just feeling young and empowered and pointing out the skyline and, you know, looking like the confident young, you know, despot, while Tim Walz stood there and had his hands folded in front of him with his head slightly bowed, looking as if he was trying to be deferential, like he was the, I don't know, the court eunuch standing in front of the leader. Tim Walz, court eunuch. I just made that up, but I like it. The younger Soros, it says, has visited the Biden White House now 24 times. 24 times. Who does that? 24 times in the White House? With visible consequences. I'll talk about one of those in a minute with the radio stations they're buying. Soros' influence will only further increase in a Harris-Walz presidency. This week, Soros dined with Walz in his New York City home, posting a snap of the two with the Manhattan skyline in the background. Walz tries to portray himself as being a man of the people, but the meetup that he had with Alex Soros begins to shatter that thin facade that he's tried to create. But he goes on to point out, too, that here are the things that the Soros empire, first George, now his son Alex, stand for. This is what they do, all right? These are the things that begin to collude into an evil narrative. It says that Soroses have made themselves notorious for spending $40 million to put rogue district attorneys into place around the nation so that the guilty walk free. All right, so at one point, and I think we've had a couple of them that we got recalled, but we're looking at people like Gascon and, you know, Kim Fox and, oh gosh, Alvin Bragg and, you know, just Fannie Willis. I mean, these are all Soros approved and funded district attorneys who go in there and prosecute conservative positions and go light on actual criminal positions. At some point, I want to say it was roughly 40% because they chose these large metro areas. Something like 40% of America was subject to these Soros-funded DAs. The Soros empire has also funded countless pro-open borders groups, including NGOs that provide legal services to illegal immigrants. I got more on that in a minute. Soros' Open Society Foundations has argued in favor of extending voting rights to convicted felons. I mean, they're going at it too, by the way. They're not even pretending. Elon Musk recently said about Alexander Soros, he said, I'd like to thank Alexander Soros for not keeping everybody in suspense about who the next puppet will be, meaning Harris and Walz. George Soros, by the way, when Biden got elected, there were 17 individuals who used to work for Soros-linked organizations that found their way into the Biden transition team and began to influence agencies, including the State Department, the Department of Defense, the Federal Reserve. Get this, I did not know this, but Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Neera Tanden, and even Secretary of State Antony Blinken are all from Soros organizations. In fact, I did not know this, but Antony Blinken, his parents are so close to George Soros that they have an archive named after him at his Central European University. Listen, this is more than tentacles. This is craggy fingers grabbing hold. This is like claws grabbing hold. I'll also point out, by the way, that the Soros Foundation extra story I've got on Fox News that I pulled a few more details out of points out that the Soros Foundation has also provided hundreds of thousands of dollars to Nancy Pelosi's Victory Fund, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He's also given tens of thousands more to state Democratic parties and individual campaigns, many of which were maxed out contributions under the law. Listen, I just, wow. All right, but What is he accomplishing by doing all this? Well, what he's doing is he is tearing down the fabric of U.S. society. Criminals are now empowered. You've got transgenderism being promoted. You've got open borders flooding our economy, straining our systems, and creating what some would call the Great Reset. And then you look at, well, are they working strategically? Is this checkers or chess? I'd say it's some of both. Some of it's short-term, create chaos at the moment, but the long-term effect is destabilization. Now, I'm going to give you this one, then I'll come back from the break and talk about one more. But there's a network of left-wing organizations that are being backed by George Soros' organizations. This story came out two days ago on the Daily Wire. One of these groups is called the National Partnership for New Americans. What is that? It's an illegal immigrant activist group. They describe themselves as a national, multi-ethnic, multi-racial partnership network with 60 of the country's leading immigrant and refugee rights organizations. They got over $500,000 from the George Soros Open Society Foundation. There's another organization. Where's the name of that one? The National Partnership for New Americans is not the only one. There's also the Immigrant Legal Resource Center that's received $7 million from Soros. They're the ones who help illegals with their legal issues, and also had additional organizations, and they're pushing for the right for illegals to vote is one of their efforts. The effort by Soros-funded groups, it says, to get as many immigrants as possible on voter rolls is an attempt to sway elections. One analysis found that congressional districts with a higher-than-average foreign-born population tend to vote Democrat 90% of the time. The foreign-born population residing in the United States has now surged to 51.6 million. Why would he do that? Why? Why would he do that? Because he's an open borders globalist. That's why. He does not believe in the status of the United States as a standalone superpower. He resents the idea of a free capitalist society. He's also about centralized power and big government. He does not believe in borders. And he is for anything that is basically either ungodly or unconservative. And he's putting billions of dollars into it. Billions. With tentacles that now reach to all levels of our government. When we get back from this break, though, I'll tell you about one of the ways he's attempting to truly start messaging some of that. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like taking over whole sections of media. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower.
I'm wrapping up this section on Soros Exposed. I mean, so I listen, to when somebody is like, when you're having one of those water cooler conversations, right? When you're sitting there at work or over a cup of coffee or in the fast food line or Sunday school and somebody says, I don't know, but I've heard about that George Soros man. I don't know much about him, though. Lay it on, brothers and sisters. Tell them. Tell them you know. Tell them you know for a fact. You've heard it. It's right here on Right Side Radio, substantiated that, like, funding of rogue DAs to make our streets less safe and criminals to feel empowered and the promotion of liberal policies and punditry at every stage to diminish values across the nation, to fund open borders, and to promote the idea of both felons and illegals being allowed to vote. All these things are happening funded by, not just talked about, but funded by George Soros and now his son Alex Soros. Now, something else has happened. I mean, think about everything I just told you. Think about the fact that I just told you that I really do believe that evil is a word that applies here. Not just I don't like him or he does things I don't approve of or we have different opinions of a policy. I think he's evil. Having said all that, there's a company called Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy owned radio stations nationwide. Like 200 of them, 200 radio stations. Now, radio is still the king of communication. I mean, TV, podcasting, social media, all of it, is very much in play. I mean, there's a multifaceted means by which we can communicate the spoken word these days, but radio still reaches more people on a weekly basis than anything else. I think I mentioned yesterday Nielsen, the company that does rankings. Nielsen did a study a couple years ago and said that just, I think in 2021 or 2022, they said that 88% of all American adults are still touched by radio in some form every week. It might be digital through like Sirius XM. It might be regular radio broadcasting like we're on right now. It might be radio with live streaming, but it's still a radio station, not just a podcast. All that to say, radio is still huge. So billionaire and Democrat mega donor George Soros has been pressuring the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to fast-track his group's acquisition of 200 radio stations in over 40 markets. Now, part of it you look at and go, okay, wait a minute. It's the free market, man. If they want to sell and he wants to buy, what can we say? Well, we can actually say a lot. Because the FCC is actually a governing body that approves purchases. And oh, by the way, the law says that the FCC cannot approve what has more than 25% foreign ownership because it's designed to prevent foreign influence in the communications mediums in the United States. Really? Yes. And what do we have? We have a fast-tracked FCC decision that is coming on board quicker than anybody has ever seen, and they are bypassing the 25% rule. For who? For George Soros. Oh, is that George Soros whose son Alex Soros went to the White House like 19 times in the last 6-8 months? Yep. Says on Wednesday, storyline here on theblaze.com came out 2 days ago. On Wednesday, the FCC reportedly adopted an order to approve the purchase, meaning that in a matter of days, Soros could take control of communications to over 165 million Americans. That means that a third of America will be within the range of his new stations. With the help of unvetted foreign investors, whom Democrats have spared from the FCC's customary national security review process. These stations currently run shows like Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and Eric Erickson and Sean Hannity and Dana Lash and probably Right Side Radio. In February, Soros Fund Management acquired roughly $414 million of Odyssey's debt out of the bankruptcy court. That's nearly 40% of the company's senior debt, and emerged then as the company's primary shareholder. This exceeds the legally acceptable foreign ownership limits, and Representative Chip Roy and Senator Ted Cruz have been calling for somebody to review this in more detail because it does not appear to fit the norms. And I'm telling you, folks, that's where we're at. George Soros just got approved to buy over 200 radio stations. Why would he want to do that? You know why? Because he wants to control the airwaves and to make sure that conservative media is getting shut down. That's nothing but evil. All right, we're going to switch gears. We'll come back. Trump targeted Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.